good morning. I'm Susan Drummond, the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. For the record, today is November 8th, 2018, approximately 9 a.m. We have just one item on the agenda, that is the Sanson Accessory Dwelling Unit. That requires a conditional use permit and substantial development permit. The way we will proceed today, we'll hear first from the planning department. They'll provide a summary of the proposal, and I have reviewed the staff report and the attached exhibits. And after that, the applicant will have the opportunity to present, and then we'll open the hearing up for public comment. If there is anyone here who wishes to testify on the proposal, they may do so. If questions or concerns arise, the applicant will have an opportunity to address those. Planning department may have clarifications, and I may have questions throughout. Just one note, we did have a change in our hearing room today. We had to move next door to the Port Blakely conference room due to some technical issues. The agenda was revised last night to reflect that, and the doors outside have been posted, and I don't think there have been any I don't think there's been any confusion on that. So I think with that, the planning department would like to proceed. If you could state your name for the record.
For the record, Kathleen Barnhart, environmental planner with Kitsap County's Department of Community Development.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
I do.
Thank you.
Just for clarification, we did add the exhibits, the letter response to info requests, which is exhibit 28 in the SSDP and 29 in the ACUP, as well as the revised notice of public hearing, exhibits 27 and 28, respectively.
Okay, so wait, let me just clarify. The staff presentation, the revised staff presentation, that 20, the PowerPoint, that's 27, actually. Is that right? Or let me make sure I've got the numbering.
There are two different lists of exhibits.
Okay.
So I believe it is 27 on the SSDP.
On the, oh, are you, are they separate for the ADU and the SDP?
They are.
Oh, okay.
There's the one that we're off.
Okay. Can we just use one, or do we need to...
They are different,
they're a little
unfortunately,
bit different, yeah.
And the future will work to
okay.
make that.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are two lists of exhibits, 1 through 28 and then 1 through 29. Mm-hmm. Okay, and did you want to admit all the, those exhibits?
Yep.
Okay,
please.
They are admitted.
So we are here today to discuss the Sanson Accessory Dwelling Unit, which is going to be located at 17705 Angeline Avenue, South, Northeast, in Suquamish. We're going to be talking about the Shoreline Substantial Development Permit, which is the really what triggered this hearing today, as well as the Associated Administrative Conditional Use Permit. So there's quite a bit of background on the site, so I wanted to briefly go over that just so we're all clear. There is an issued single-family residential building permit, which will be owner-occupied. There's also an associated shoreline exemption permit, which has been finaled, and that's where the buffer mitigation for the stairs and buffer reduction for the single-family residence had occurred. A shoreline structure permit was issued for the stairs, and the residential building permit has been returned pending this hearing today from the ACUP and SSDP. And then, of course, like I mentioned, the shoreline substantial development permit is required since the ADU is within the shoreline residential environment designation, or 200 feet from the ordinary high water mark on the shoreline for the Kitsap County Shoreline Master Program. The ACUP would typically not actually require this hearing, but the permits have been electively coupled for decision purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So as mentioned, we have a 0.22 acre lot on Angeline Avenue in Suquamish. It is zoned Suquamish Village Low Residential, which requires an administrative conditional use permit for the accessory dwelling unit. It will be meeting all zoning setbacks and buffers, as well as critical area and shoreline buffers and setbacks. As mentioned, shoreline designation is shoreline residential, which requires an 85-foot buffer and 15-foot building setback, again, which have been well exceeded through this application. Proposal, again, is to build a three-car detached garage landward of the approved single-family residence. Proposal includes an 899-square-foot one-bedroom ADU above this three-car garage and will be located, again, outside of the shoreline buffer, so no additional shoreline mitigation is required for this proposal. So, as mentioned, the ADU is proposed to be 899 square feet, which is under the threshold of 900 square feet. It will be 17 feet from the single-family residence and built to match the appearance of the single-family residence. Again, they're 132 feet from ordinary hand water for the ADU, which well exceeds the standard for the shoreline buffer and the shoreline view setback. And then there is just the floor plans for the garage there on the right and the ADU, which will be on the second story to the left. So staff have recommended approval of the shoreline substantial development permit and administrative conditional use permit, subject to the 31 conditions that have been outlined in the staff report. And that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. Did the applicant wish to provide testimony on the proposal?
I don't think there's anything we can
If you could just state your name for the record.
Sorry, I'm Roger Katz, our principal architect of record.
Are you sorry to tell the truth today?
I do.
Thank you.
And I think the planning department has done an excellent job. It's been a lengthy process, but I think we've looked under every nook, cranny, and tried to look on every eye, and so forth.
Okay. And you all don't have any questions on the conditions or the in the staff report and all that? Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone from the public here who wishes to testify? I don't see anyone, but let the record reflect that there is no one here who wishes to provide testimony on this proposal. Did the planning department have anything else, sir? Okay. I do think that the criteria for this ADU and shoreline substantial development permit are met. That's detailed in the staff report and then with the summary today that was provided. I do have the question on the scope of my review for staff, though. So I have the ADU, the shoreline substantial development, because we're within shoreline development jurisdiction. The single family home is exempt from shoreline permitting because it's a single family home. But the ADU, because it's not considered an accessory structure, does have the permitting. Do I need to have findings on the reduced standard setback, not the ADU is using, but that the single family home is using?
No, that process has been completed and the permits have been issued on that structure.
Okay, so that piece of it, planning department has approved, and I think it's 50 plus the 5 foot setback, mm-hmm. I think was what I saw on that. Okay, all right. So I will be issuing a decision on this. You know what, I'm going to keep the record open just in case there was any confusion, anybody accidentally went to the wrong hearing room. We'll just for one other day. I don't think it's probably not necessary. I think it's pretty straightforward, but we'll keep it open through close of business tomorrow, 5 p.m., just in case. But otherwise, my decision will be out within 10 business days from close of business tomorrow. And should be with the conditions that they look like they made sense. So should be substantially as the planning department has recommended. So I think that's it. Is there anything else that the parties have for today? Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.